The Adventures of Pinocchio, an Edward Sloman production.
I'm Pinocchio. I am fashioned from the best tree, and you ought to know all the troubles that beset me. Oh, my brains are not so good because my head's made of wood. Poor Pinocchio, woe is me. Woe is me, woe is me. My brains are not so good because my head's made of wood.
We bring you another episode in The Adventures of Pinocchio, based on the world-famous story by Carlo Collodi.
Well, Jimmy, you remember that the dogfish had pulled the old Spanish galleon with Pinocchio and his friends on board out of the Sargasso Sea, huh?
Yeah, but he pulled too hard, and the whole bow of the ship pulled away.
The very piece upon which Sailor was standing. And the next thing he knew, he was struggling in the ocean.
Yeah, and he couldn't swim.
That's right. So Candlewick jumped into the water to save him.
And he wasn't such a good swimmer himself. And in trying to save Sailor, he was almost drowned.
He would have been if Pinocchio hadn't rescued him. But as for poor Sailor, well, he was gone forever. For hours, Candlewick lay unconscious. And then the Albatross came back again. And she told them what a great, brave thing Candlewick had done. And that he must be rewarded. And the first thing they knew,
Candlewick was turned from a donkey into a boy again.
Right. And when Pinocchio turned to thank the albatross, she was gone. And somehow, he thought she wasn't an albatross after all, because something told him she was
his good fairy.
That's right. And now they realized they were on a ship, on the open sea, with no sails or anything to move her. And they didn't know what to do. When who should turn up but the dolphin? Remember?
Oh, my dolphin! I certainly am glad to see you again. We were afraid the dogfish had swallowed you.
Oh, no. Here I am, all safe and sound. Or almost. Sorry I'm late and all that sort of thing.
What happened, dolphin?
Oh, just a little miscalculation on my part.
Silly of me, what?
What did you do?
Well, after I tied the rope around the dogfish's tail, I tried to wake him up. But it couldn't be done, you know. He's an awfully heavy sleeper. What?
Then how did you do it?
Well, I took a chance and swam around to the front of him. And, you know, the stupid old thing's snores almost blew me away. It was like an underwater hurricane. Very disconcerting, really.
Oh, dolphin.
Oh, I was all right, I assure you. Well, I swam back away and then dived straight at his most sensitive spot. That's the tip of his nose, you know.
Wasn't that taking an awful chance?
Yes, I suppose it was. But I had to do something, you know. Well, I hit him an awful smack. And that really woke him. But the blighter was just a little too quick for me.
Oh, dolphin! What happened?
Well, as he woke up, he snapped at me. The nasty old thing. And I only just managed to get away.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
But the blighter caught just a bit of my tail.
Oh, dolphin! How much?
Oh, about a foot of it, old girl.
You poor dolphin! Does it hurt?
Oh, not a bit. There's nothing to worry about, old thing. It just incapacitated me for a while, that's all. Awkward, what?
But your beautiful tail.
It is a pity, isn't it? But it will grow back on again. It always does, you know. But what's happened to you? What's become of the dogfish? And that quaint old thing, the albatross.
Oh, something very terrible happened, Dolphin.
Oh, I say, really?
We lost Sailor.
Lost him, old chap? How?
He fell into the sea and was drowned.
Oh, I say, that is too bad, isn't it? The poor old chap. I am sorry. He was a nice old thing.
But we've got some good news, too.
Oh, I'm glad of that. What is it, old girl?
Candlewick isn't a donkey anymore.
Not a donkey anymore? What do you mean?
That's right, Dolphin. I'm a boy again. See?
Do you mean that the nice little boy I'm looking at was that quaint little donkey I used to know?
That was me, Dolphin.
Incredible.
Nice, isn't it?
Indubitably. Oh, but there's one thing I'm really sorry about, old chap.
What is it, Dolphin?
Well, I won't hear those nice, funny noises you used to make.
Noises?
You know, those hee-haws.
Oh, you'll never hear that again. At least not from me.
Well, as long as you're happy about it, old chap. Well, what else, Pinocchio?
Well, nothing else except...
Except what, old chap?
Well, here we are.
Yes, so I see. Or do you mean something by that, what?
Well... Here we are on this ship. It's a nice, comfortable ship and all that, but what are we going to do with it?
I don't follow you, old chap.
Don't you see, Dolphin? We don't know how to move this ship.
Oh, to be sure. How stupid of me. What?
Is there anything you can think of, Dolphin?
Not at the moment, old chap, no.
Well, do you think you could round up some swordfish like you did once before and have them push us?
Oh, I hardly think it would be advisable, old chap. You see, this is a rotten old hulk you're on. Very old, you know. And if the swordfish pushed their swords on the back of this ship...
The stern, Mr. Dolphin.
Oh, to be sure, your stern. Thanks, old chap. Well, as I was saying, if they pushed on the back... the stern of this ship, their swords would go right into her. What? And they'd make nothing but holes. And then the water would get in. And pretty soon you'd be at the bottom of the ocean. What?
Yeah. I'm afraid you're right.
Oh, but don't be discouraged, old chap. I'll think of something. Suppose... No, that won't do.
What was it, Dolphin?
Oh, the idea was so utterly useless. It's not worth telling, really.
Dolphin, you've got to think of something.
Oh, I have it. A ripping idea.
Oh, what is it, Dolphin?
Tuna, by Jove.
Tuna?
Yes. There's a big school of giant tuna fish that live in this neighborhood.
Tuna fish? Meow!
Oh, and they're whoppers, too, by Jove. Most of them run about 15 feet long, some longer.
Well, what will you do with them, Dolphin?
Really, right now, old chap, I don't honestly know.
Oh.
Oh, but I'm sure they can be used somehow. They're such powerful beggars.
Oh, think, Dolphin, think!
By Jove! I've got it.
Meow! How are you going to use them, Dolphin?
Well, here's the idea, and it's very good, I think. You see, there must be 300 or 400 of those tuna, and I'll get them to pull this old ship.
Oh, Dolphin, that won't do. You see what happened when the dogfish pulled us? He pulled the whole bow out of the ship.
Oh, yes, I know, old chap. That's what gave me the idea. I'll get the tuna to weave several strong ropes of seaweed. Make a sort of harness of it, you know. And we'll encircle the whole ship with it. Catch on, old boy?
Yes, but I don't see
well,
how...
Well, wait till I finish, old chap. You see, there'll be several endless ropes, as it were, going right around the hull of the ship. From the front to the back, and around to the front again. And all these ropes will be fastened to a couple of hundred or more harnesses that each one of the tuna will wear. And I'll give them their orders to pull... And away they'll go. And there you are. What?
Oh, wonderful!
And that's just what happened. Of course, it took quite a little time to prepare all this, but eventually it was all finished. And with the dolphin at their head, leading them, the tuna pulled that old ship through the water. Much faster, really, than if she'd had a full rig of sails.
grand sight. Look at all those tuna. Must be a couple of hundred of them.
Couple of hundred? There's 366.
Oh, there couldn't be that many.
Oh, couldn't there, Smarty? Well, I counted them.
Oh, well, maybe I was wrong.
Maybe.
Certainly is good to stand here having this nice ride. When I was a donkey, I did all the pulling. And look at the dolphin up ahead there, leading them. Oh, he's like a general with an army of soldiers.
Company! By the starboard! Tom! Number 42, will you please stay in line? Thank you!
See? We're turning to the right.
Yes,
the dolphin's going to take us as close to the coast as he can till we sight some ship. Oh, look, there's something up ahead there now.
Yes, looks like an island.
Yeah, it does, but what a funny shape.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
And look, a dolphin. Look how he's threshing about in the water. See, he's turning.
Company, halt! About face!
I say, hurry up there, will you? Don't you see what's ahead there? It's the dogfish!
Did you hear that?
It's the dogfish!
Meow!
Come on there! Get turned around, will you? Oh, you silly blighter! Now look what you've done!
Oh, they've got all tangled up in the ropes! And here comes the dogfish!
Here, I see you four there! You're getting those lines all tangled! Turn around! Oh, no, the other way! Quick! That dogfish will be here in a minute! Hurry!
Oh, we're doomed. Here comes the dogfish!
And there was the dogfish coming straight at them. What will they do now? Do you think they're going to escape? Or do you think they're really doomed, as the fox said? Huh?
And so ends another meeting with Pinocchio. Be sure to listen when Uncle Tony unravels further adventures of this amazing marionette. Original music was by Paul Sartell. This program was adapted and directed by Edward Sloman.
I'm Pinocchio. I'm a little wooden puppet. I'm Pinocchio. With a nose so long I cut it, but the more I cut my nose, the longer it grows. Poor Pinocchio, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. The more I cut my nose, the longer it grows.